# Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of our course. Data Analytics Mastery for SQA in AEC Industry. In this session, we will dive into the fundamentals of data analytics, laying the groundwork for your journey toward mastering this critical skill in the architecture, engineering, and construction industry. As we explore these core concepts, you will discover the significance of data in decision-making processes and how it can enhance your role within your organization. So, let's embark on this exciting path together. # Main Content. # Introduction to Data Analytics. Let's start with the basics. Data analytics is the science of analyzing raw data to uncover insights and trends that can inform better decision-making. In the AEC industry, data analytics offers a way to improve project outcomes, optimize resource allocation, and enhance client satisfaction. By transforming data into actionable insights, you can influence strategic initiatives and drive innovation within your organization. For example, consider a construction project where data analytics is used to monitor the progress of different phases. By analyzing the data collected from various sources, such as project management tools and weather reports, project managers can make informed decisions about resource allocation and timelines, potentially avoiding costly delays. # Importance of data in decision making. Now, why is data so crucial for decision making? Imagine trying to build a skyscraper without blueprints. Decisions based on intuition alone can lead to costly mistakes and inefficiencies. Data provides the foundation for informed decisions, allowing you to evaluate project performance, identify risks, and discover opportunities. For example, analyzing historical project data can help you predict future challenges and streamline processes, ultimately saving time and resources. Additionally, data-driven decision-making can enhance transparency and accountability within teams when decisions are backed by data. It becomes easier to measure outcomes and justify actions, fostering a culture of continuous improvement. # Overview of SQL. Structured Query Language. Moving on, let's talk about Structured Query Language, or SQL. SQL is the standard language used for managing and manipulating databases. In the AEC industry, SQL can help you extract valuable insights from vast amounts of data stored in databases. Whether it's tracking project timelines, managing budgets, or analyzing client feedback, SQL empowers you to interact with your data effectively. For instance, if you are overseeing multiple construction projects, SQL can help you query your database to retrieve information about each project's budget status, allowing you to make timely adjustments to ensure financial success. # Basic SQL Syntax and Structure. Next, let's touch on the basic syntax and structure of SQL. SQL statements follow a straightforward structure, primarily consisting of commands like select, from, where, and order by. For instance, if you wanted to extract the names of all subcontractors from a database, you would write a simple command like //SQL select name from subcontractors //. This command prompts the database to show you a list of subcontractor names. Understanding this syntax is vital as it allows you to manipulate and query data to draw insights relevant to your projects. To build on this, you can also filter results using the WHERE clause. For example, if you want to find subcontractors from a specific location, your SQL command might look like //SQL select name from subcontractors where location equals New York. //. This command helps you narrow down your data to only those subcontractors based in New York, thus enabling more targeted decision-making. # Types of data. structured versus unstructured. Lastly, let's explore the types of data. Data can primarily be categorized as structured or unstructured. Structured data is highly organized and easily searchable, such as information stored in relational databases or spreadsheets. In contrast, unstructured data is more complex and may include formats like images, videos, or text documents. In the AEC industry, both types of data are important. Structured data helps with quantitative analysis, while unstructured data can provide qualitative insights into project experiences and client feedback. For example, structured data might include a database of project schedules, while unstructured data could encompass emails from clients or project photos. By integrating insights from both structured and unstructured data, you can gain a more comprehensive understanding of project dynamics, leading to better informed decisions. Conclusion. As we wrap up this stage, we've covered the essential elements of data analytics, emphasizing its significance in the AEC industry. By understanding the fundamental concepts, including the importance of data, SQL, and the types of data, you are now equipped to begin your journey toward data analytics mastery. This knowledge will not only enhance your decision-making skills but also empower you to contribute meaningfully to your organization's success. Reflection questions. 1. How can you apply the principles of data analytics in your current role to enhance decision-making processes? 2. What types of data do you currently work with? And how could analyzing this data improve your project outcomes? 3. In what ways can mastering SQL enhance your ability to extract value from data within the AEC industry? Thank you for joining me in this foundational exploration of data analytics. I look forward to seeing how you apply these concepts in your professional journey.